starting.
Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Yeah, we too. And we're going to be taping here and broadcasting this on the, Tuesday, the 18th of June. So it's moving toward the end of June already, toward July 4th, which will be fun. By the way, this year, and we're talking about calendaring and processing and preparation, but the Joshua Aiden graduated. He's graduating from high school, and he's going to Baylor. Joshua's at Baylor. Linda's birthday is always July 2nd, the weekend of July 4th, and we have our anniversary this month too. And so Peter and Shara, daughter and daughter-in-law, with their boys, said they would like to go back to the Biltmore in North Carolina.
Oh, that's one of y'all's favorite spots, yeah, right?
To have a time together and just enjoy kind of a summer celebration and, you know, praising God for all that we get to be part of, and then actually processing, praying for and helping each other get ready for next year, going back to
what
school.
What a sweet, sweet time, yeah.
And then we do, when we do this, by the way, we have, I guess what we would call it, a mini retreat. You know, we spend time in the Word together and praying and processing and getting in the Word. And so it's really quite fun. But it's fun to do it in a special way. But as we look at calendaring, you know, we have to plan that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's going to be travel and then be there. And during that time is not be doing any work. And, you know, these are the, as we talk about calendaring, because we're going to talk about both current and then annual, is you do have to plan ahead,
right,
about the things, you know, like holidays, what is Christmas going to look like, and are you going to do a vacation together or have certain birthday parties together, or things like that. Well, you got to put those down as you look at your broad calendar and then keep looking for them. So we'll keep processing that as you're reconstructing, you know, what God would say. But last time we talked about, we're rebuilding from a blank sheet of paper how God would have us order our life.
Right.
The reason we do it this way is that if you take your list and just say, I'll cut out a few things, it hasn't actually gotten to the way God would order it. Mm. And he said, that's why let's start over and create a brand new from a clean sheet of paper.
Right.
And then I'll build it for you.
Right. Of what I say is most important.
Yeah. And then, because you're going to see, you reach a point where, do you still have space in your life that you got to leave open? See, you can't fill everything up. And as you're building, rebuilding this, you realize there's a lot of things I gotta not do. Because why? Well, because I really don't have the time to do them. And I can see now, if I put time for God, I put time for each other, I put my work down, by definition, there's really not a whole lot more time that you have to do things. There is some time, and there's things you can do, because it's not every day. But we have to let God do that. So that's why we're in the middle of reconstructing. So we said, start with your abiding time, but let's start with our question, and that is, God, we need to know. So go to James 1, 5 to 8 again, and this is an if-then statement.
Okay.
What does he say? And the purpose of this is, help me reconstruct my calendar.
Yep. Says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yeah. So we've talked about, as a setup for this, seek wisdom. God can do it. God can order it. God can produce the fruit. The paths are all pleasant. They're all shalom. He knows and we don't. So he said, it's really pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Is ask me.
Right.
I'll direct you and I'll give you wisdom and I'll give you insight and let me reconstruct it. And you're going to have to follow me, really, which means there's things that I want you to be doing and there's other things I want you to stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
But let me rebuild it. And he says, if you lack wisdom, so by definition, and you and I can say this even today, do we ourselves know even how we should live out the next few months? We don't.
No.
We don't.
And so we all lack wisdom.
We all lack wisdom. And we, in this area particularly, we need God's great wisdom, partly because we've fallen into patterns and thoughts. Is all this stuff I got to do.
Right.
And I do it. And I can't see how I can stop doing it. And so you're shuffling around something that isn't of God. And so we need to go to God to let him rebuild it and let him truly rebuild it. So we say yes to that. And then we don't add to it. See, we need wisdom. So he said, if you lack wisdom, ask me. And what does he promise to do?
To give it liberally and without reproach.
Yeah, I will. We're not going to talk about all the stupid stuff you're doing. I'm going to just show you the truth of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the word generously there is liberally is it'll overflow.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be with great clarity. You'll know that you know that you know this is my path for you.
Right.
And you can trust it. And I'll get it to you. Don't worry. But only thing you have to do is ask and believe I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't doubt. And the don't doubting, it isn't doubting what he says, because it might be, wow, he just showed me I'm supposed to get out of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that seems going to be hard. Isn't that going to be hard? God says, don't worry. I will guide you and direct you and show you with great clarity. So even if you struggle with what I say to you, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't struggle with that I will tell you.
Right.
Because if you don't believe I'm going to tell you, well, you're back in the same place deciding it yourself anyway.
Right.
So I'm not even going to bother. Don't think that person will ever receive anything from me because I can't give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get
yourself. Now, what's interesting even in that is there is a posture of, you're talking about trusting that he'll get to you. But there is also this other side of where we actually do believe that he will get it to us, but we don't want to ask because we're afraid of what he's going to say to get rid of.
Okay, talk about that a little bit. Why would that be a little bit in the way? Could be a little bit in the way.
Well, we've got self. We've got our own ideas of what is fruitful and what brings us joy and what will be refreshing and what God is doing in and around us and things that we just really like. And if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes we don't trust that God knows us as well as we know ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we're afraid he's going to take something away that is very valuable to us.
Yeah.
And so really it's revealing pride and it's revealing a lack of trust.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you an example that happened to me early. I'm a golfer, really good at golf and I like golf. Enjoy golf. And it's a fun thing to do. Well, I could easily every weekend, play golf on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, actually the golf courses have gotten way better. So instead of being 6 hours, that's only four, a little bit over four. But if I'm going to play 18 holes, that could be 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole Saturday morning shot, so to speak. But I like it and I enjoy doing it and I'm going to do it. Well, as I'm processing, recalendaring, God says, well, you're going to have to give up playing golf every week.
Mm.
Why? Well, because You're not spending time with your wife. You're not spending time with your kids. And it's okay for you. But by the way, because you're not doing these other things that are important, you're missing out on the joy of life.
Right.
That actually it's making you more weary and tired because you think you're enjoying it, but you're really not. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to, it's not that you can never play golf. It's just that you can't put that in your calendar as a regular thing, given where you are with mm-hmm. your family.
Right.
And you got to look at it differently. Okay. Why? Well, because God said so. And he mm-hmm. says, this is important for you, and here's why it's important to you, and do you understand it? And your life's going to be so much better if you're willing to not you decide what you have to do or not do.
Right.
And you said it, it's, am I willing to give up my pride mm-hmm. so that I can live the life of God? And by the way, maybe it's a season. Interesting for us, I never went back to I have to play golf.
Mm.
But what happened is that I get to play with my grandkids. I get to play with my kids. And Linda, who isn't, you know, that's not one of her biggest favorite things, but she was willing to learn to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as one of our things that we do together, is go play golf.
Yes.
It'll be only 9 holes for her, and then we'll go in the afternoon and go to the club. She doesn't even play all the holes. But it's a great time for us to have great fellowship,
mm-hmm.
and I'm enjoying it. And God reoriented it in a different way, in like, well, do it this way, you know. And we don't do it every week. We just do it as, hey, in the next, you know, this month, you want to go and play golf a couple times, you know, sure. So it becomes a part of the life, but it's not a burden,
right?
Of what right. we're doing. So as we were talking last time, is start to put down, you know, letting God rebuild it. So it's time with God, time with your spouse, your friends, time in fellowship with other believers, work, and then you start to see, okay, how much more time do I have available? And by the way, if let's say you have children.
Mm-hmm.
God would say, well, spending time with your children is way more important than you going even doing something at the church.
Mm.
So prioritize that.
Right.
And start to process with your wife and your husband and your kids of, you know, what would that look like in terms of either attending their events or spending time after dinner or making sure you have dinner together. What does that look like for you to invest in your family and invest in mm-hmm. your kids? And so write that down. Okay, then you start looking at the list of all the things you're doing, and you would say, well, I've got 6 things that I'm involved in what I would call, you know, ministry or spiritual stuff, or even could be even business stuff. You know, I go to Rotary all the time, or I do this or I do that. Out of all those things, Father, what would you say would be the most important thing you'd want me to mm-hmm. do? And you listen and you process, and he'll say, right. Well, yeah, I want you to stay on that, you know, committee that you're involved in a church. Stay on that one, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're building and you're starting to put down on paper, I don't have a lot more time.
Right. And what you're talking about here is really allowing God to show you the difference between opportunities and assignments,
mm-hmm.
right? Every opportunity that comes our way is not an assignment from God.
Right.
And so we do have to surrender that to him and let him reveal it, right?
Right, right. And so, you know, what is it that I'm called to do? And is this what I'm supposed to do? And do I feel good about that? And then, you know, you put that down. And then you keep looking at what you're building here, and that is, do I have many more hours available
mm-hmm.
to do things? And you'll see pretty quick with you, if you just put all that down, probably you could get involved in 1, maybe 2 different things.
Right.
But that's about it, 'cause you just don't have any more time. Remember, you got to leave space for the stuff yes. that's going to happen in the meantime. You know,
yeah.
So.
And yeah, so that's important. I want to just draw attention to that. The margin is for joy, but it is also very important to have ample margin in there for the unexpected interruptions.
Yeah, that's right. Right?
Because those are a lot of times those moments that we didn't plan on, we didn't calendar, we didn't schedule, but we need to be able to be present.
Yeah.
And if we have too many things on our calendar, when that assignment walks in the door and there's this unexpected interruption that we need to go, then we're flipping, trying to figure everything else out instead of knowing, okay, I can stop right now and I can engage where God is asking me to engage in this assignment, right?
Right. And then as you're rebuilding it, so like for example, I know there's people that say, well, I like to work out or I like to run or I like to know, exercise. Okay. Where does that fit? And maybe you got to get up 30 minutes earlier. And go get that done before you get to work. And that's okay. As long as you don't sacrifice your time with God to do it.
Right.
That you're scheduling what that looks like, or, hey, I could, I can do that at lunchtime instead of eating lunch or doing things. I can go out and do that. There's ways to process it. If that's important, but the key is don't become obsessive about it.
Right.
So that, maybe it'd be better if I did, 3 days a week or 5 days a week instead of 6 days a week or every day, and let God reorient it. So as you rebuild it, you realize, you know what? I really don't have a lot more time to go do all these other things that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay. And then you ask a question. And you would do this with your spouse or do this with your inner circle is, if this is the way my life looked like, would I find joy in this?
Mm-hmm.
Would I find peace and rest in this? Do I feel good about this?
Right.
And there'll be a yes, confirmation. And you share it with your spouse. Hey, if my life looked like this and your life looked like this, would we find a rest? We wouldn't be so tired. We wouldn't be so weary. And this is what God would have us do. And there'll be a confirmation of it. And see, you and I can serve in that role for other people. We do. So people are doing through that. I don't even need to know a lot about their life. I just look at what they've put down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, well, how many hours do you have left?
Right.
And then, well, you have these two things that you're part of. Do you feel good about that? Yep. Okay. And then I said, okay, show me what other things you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll show me, and I'll say, okay, so you're telling me that you believe God's assignment is that, not the thing that's still on the other page.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like, oh, you know what? I'm not sure about that. Okay. Well, let's process that. Now, by the way, do you understand you can't do both?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Are you confirmed that God has this one for you versus something else? Yeah, not quite yet. Okay, let's go process that. Talk to God about that. What do you like about each one? What is God calling you to do? Why is he calling you to do it? Talk to your spouse. But I can't say I'll do that one and that one because I don't have the time. And see, my role in helping you to do it is to help you understand the truth of that. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
You can't add that to that. You're going to go back to being tired and weary and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you get a reconstruction of your life, of your routine life, and you say to your spouse and to somebody like me, I feel good about that. And my question is, do you still have margin? Do you think it's going to cause you to be tired and weary? And all the answers are positive. I said, okay, do you feel good about this reconstruction? Yes. Okay, now let's go to the other page. You still got stuff on that page.
Right.
That you just said you can't do. Do you understand what that means? You got to stop doing it. And that means you got to get out of it.
Right.
And you're going to have to go to the church. You're going to have to go to this group. You're going to have to say, you know what? Because of the way that God wants me to live, I can't do this anymore. And I'll help you transition out of it if I can. But don't count on me staying with this, because I'm going to do what God asked me to do. And the hardest thing at that moment is to say no to things and to get out of things. because you think that they're going to be disappointed in you and they're going to try to persuade you to stay, which they will, by the way. And you got to have the fortitude as God saying, well, this is what I have you do. And you got to say no to these things and move out of
right.
it. And be willing to do it, you know. And then that's where, and I've helped people with this, is that would you allow me to hold you accountable? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's, every week, tell me which things you got out of.
Right.
And did you do it? You know, and the spouse is saying, yeah, let's do it this way, you know, and help each other and work through it so that you truly live your life, the way you want to. And you get to a place where I say, okay, now you have a sweetness to it, and you keep rehearsing. Am I having rest? Am I not having tiredness anymore? Am I not getting weary? Am I not stressed out? I feel good about this. Maybe you've decided that I thought I could do this two things, but even that is showing me that I'm still tired with it. So right. I'm going to have to get out of the other thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's a practicing. It's a process of...
Well, it's interesting, even as you talk about this, I think right now we are talking about a unit, but we're also talking very individually how you're feeling. But I think one of the challenges in this that people face also is, what if you and your spouse have different levels of capacity, and what you need to feel refueled and the amount of margin you need versus the amount of margin your spouse needs. And I think that may be a topic in and of itself for a day, but I think that's something to address, because I do think a lot of us fall into that, where we do have to then work at, okay, what does it look like when my idea of the perfect calendar and my spouse's idea of the perfect calendar aren't the same?
Let's talk about that tomorrow, and make sure we bring that up, because that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for Linda and I, what we call it is spinning plates.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my capacity and the way that I'm built? I can spin more plates than Linda. So therefore,
right.
I can't expect her to spin all the plates that I spin.
Right.
And we got to process that. And
what does you spinning more plates, how does that impact her as well?
And there's
so many facets to this, right?
And what does that mean? And how do we function together? And some principles that we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Good.
Remember, we talk about this. Like, for example, We decided this right up front when we got married. We didn't even know why we did it, but we did, and we see how beautiful it is. But we committed, we're always going to go to bed at the same time.
Mm.
Now, we don't get up at the same time.
Right.
That's okay. We'll talk about that. But there are certain principles of if I'm going to be in union, in unity, I've got to operate that way. I can't have two separate lives.
Right.
So when we talk about plate spinning, I can't, well, I do my plates and she does hers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to do some stuff together, you know, and how does that,
right.
how does that
right.
work? So bring that up, and we're going to talk about, staying into a pattern. How do we get out of stuff? How do we start planning weekly what we do? And then we start layering on, the bigger stuff, trips and holidays and relatives and birthday parties and all of these things that we got to start adding to the list, which, by the way, I mean, just think about what, you know, we've been saying is all we've said is how you fundamentally are going to put your life together. We haven't even added all that other stuff yet.
right.
That's going to be more important than me, you know, maybe necessarily doing committee work or doing other things. So we just have to understand that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that as you're guiding us to reorient, I pray that people will have a purity about it and rebuild from scratch what it looks like. And it's going to fill up. And there'll be a lot of things left that I'm doing that I really need to not do. And I just pray that we'll have the fortitude to see it. We have the fortitude to understand it, that that's your path, and that your path means I have to stop doing certain things and just enjoy the beauty of the life that you have for me. And you do want us to give it away. So it's not to ever be so self-centered that we never engage with anything else, but rather we do it in a healthy way. So we pray for that. May we fulfill it, have purity about it, and play it all the way through so we start to see a change as we let you reorient our schedule. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Looking forward to continuing this discussion. If you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. I'm sure as we dig further and further into this, there are some questions brewing out there. So we'd love to talk about them. Meanwhile, we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.